And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the phonograph, the light bulb, the movie camera, Thomas Alva Edison, born in Milan, Ohio, 1847. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The less conscious one is of being a writer, the better the writing. And though reading is the best school of writing, school is the worst place for reading. Writing should be as spontaneous and urgent as a letter to a lover or a message to a friend who has just lost a parent. And writing is, in the end, that oddest of anomalies, an intimate letter to a stranger." Pico Iyer, born in Oxford, England, to Indian parents, who after college took a trip with a friend from California through Central America to Bolivia. He later said, "It's a great thing to take a journey like that when you're 17 or 18 because you're relatively reckless and you don't really know what the dangers are. And then once you've done it, anything seems possible." Went to graduate school at Harvard during the summers, got a job writing for a budget travel guidebook, traveled all around France and Italy and Greece, living on almost no money, sleeping in the gutters and under bridges, covering a different town each day, walking the streets, taking notes, writing it up in the evening. After he graduated, he got a job working for Time magazine. And when he was tired of being in offices, he took a vacation to Southeast Asia, fell in love with the place, decided to take a six-month leave of absence, traveled through 10 Southeast Asian countries in 3 months, and then spent 3 months writing the draft of his first book, Video Nights in Kathmandu. He's since published several more books, including the novel Abandon, a Romance. And it's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Joy Williams, born in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, 1944. Did an MFA at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, moved to Florida, got a job doing research for a Navy Marine laboratory on a barrier island off the western coast of Florida, lived alone in a trailer surrounded by swamps and alligators and snakes. It was there she wrote her first novel, State of Grace, which got great reviews, was nominated for the National Book Award when it came out in 1973. Her second novel, The Changeling, got terrible reviews 5 years later. She took a break from novels, wrote a guidebook to the Florida Keys instead, and then kept revising it. She produced 10 editions of The Florida Keys, A History and Guide. She's written many essays about the environment, some of them collected in a book called Ill Nature, as well as novels such as Breaking and Entering and The Quick and the Dead. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett, The Best Thing I Did. The best thing I did for my mother was to outlive her, for which I deserve no credit, though it makes me glad that she didn't have to see me die. Like most people, I suppose, I feel I should have done more for her. Like what? I wasn't such a bad son. I would have wanted to have loved her as much as she loved me, but I couldn't. I had a life, a son of my own, a wife, and my youth that kept going on, maybe too long. And now I love her more and more, so that perhaps when I die, our love will be the same, though I seriously doubt my heart can ever be as big as hers." Ron Padgett's poem, The Best Thing I Did, from his collection How Long, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.